Wow. Massive news coming down to the Indianapolis Colts. Quarterback Philip Rivers decides to hang it up. He decides to retire after 17 seasons, only one season with the Colts, 16 seasons with the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers. And man, this is kind of this news sucks, man. It does suck from a Colts standpoint because we love Phil Rivers here. I know there's a lot of fans that he kind of grew on them as the season progressed. We know that we kind of got him in the twilight of his career. But man, he did a really, really did a lot of wonders for this Colts offense in the 2020 season. And I'll just kind of read a little bit about what Phil said. He released a statement on his retirement. He said, "Every year, January 20th is a special and emotional day. It is St. Sebastian's feast day, the day I played in the AFC Championship without an ACL. And now, the day that after 17 seasons, I'm announcing my retirement from the National Football League. Thank you, God, for allowing me to live out my childhood dream of playing quarterback in the NFL. I'm grateful to the Chargers for 16 seasons and the Colts for the 17th season. Thank you to all my coaches that helped me grow as a player and person. Thanks to all the support staff. I appreciate the opposing defenses making it challenging physically and mentally every week. I also enjoyed the banter. I appreciate the referees for putting up with all my fussing. I think I was right most of the time, dadgummit." You know, he had to get a dadgummit in there. It's just the Phil way. "Thanks to all the fans in San Diego and around the nation that both cheered and booed. Special thanks to my teammates. Without a doubt, my favorite part of the game, being a teammate. Thank you for being mine. Lastly, thank you to my wife and best friend, Tiffany, and all our children." I'm not going to read them all because there's a lot of them, obviously. But he says, "Thanks to all my children. Could not have done it without y'all's unwavering support. As my playing career comes to an end, the next chapter begins." And he has his little phrase, "Nuke Kupai." I probably mispronounced that and butchered that, but that's been Phil's kind of thing this year. I don't know if it's been something with the Chargers, but I know this year with the Colts, that was a hat he had and a big, big thing, big phrase that he had throughout the entire season. And that's Philip Rivers' statement, man. Wow. Wow. You know, it's been a really great career for Philip Rivers. You know, obviously, I wish as a Colts fan, we could have seen him more in the horseshoe for more than one season. But, you know, saying that, 17 years, man, that is an incredible career. I mean, seriously, look at Philip Rivers ever since being drafted in 2004. He was the number 4 overall pick in 2004. And overall, through his 17 seasons, he's completed 64.9% of his passes for 63,440 yards, 421 touchdowns, and 209 interceptions. And he's 5th all time in both passing yards and touchdowns. He's also made the Pro Bowl 8 times. He led the league in passing in 2010 and passing touchdowns in 2008. He also was made the playoffs 7 times. Unfortunately, he never made a Super Bowl. And that was always the thing that would probably define his career, was not making a Super Bowl. Wish as a Colts fan we could have brought him to a Super Bowl this year, obviously, but you know, like we were a couple games short there, so kind of a bummer there for Phil. But you know, overall, in the grand scheme of things, very successful career, in my opinion, Hall of Fame career. I mean, this guy put up incredible numbers throughout his 17 seasons. And didn't always have the greatest season. Sometimes it was a little bit of a struggle. But, I mean, you look at the overall craft, and in my opinion, Phil Rivers is a future Hall of Famer. And, yeah, so this is obviously huge news for the Colts because after his press conference, after that Buffalo Bills loss in the playoffs, you know, Phil Rivers was very, very emotional. I mean, talk about emotional. Like, we've never seen Phil Rivers that emotional before in a press conference after a loss. And, you know, I kind of thought personally, oh, you know, maybe it's just because, you know, you're with your teammates this whole season. You realize, oh, I'm never going to be with the same guys again. Some people had speculated, does this mean potentially he hangs it up? And I didn't know how I felt on that. But obviously, Phil felt like this was the time to call it quits. And, you know, Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, talked about it a little bit in his end of the year presser. And he said, yeah, when he was asked about Phil Rivers, he said, yeah, you know, we're going to take a month. Phil's going to take a month. And we're just going to decide what we want. You know, where we want to go. Does Phil want to come back? And Phil didn't need a month. He only needed a week to decide, no, I'm going to hang it up. And we know that Phil has a job opportunity, right, in coaching. And so obviously that's his passion. That's where he's going to go next in life. And so we know how smart Phil Rivers is. So he's going to make a great coach. And we really, Phil, we wish you the best, man. I wish you could have seen you more in an Indianapolis Colts uniform, obviously. But for what you did for the one season, I really enjoyed you, man. I know some Colts fans maybe have a little bit of bitter taste still from some of those playoff losses in the early thousands, but you know, Phil, like you're just a pro's pro, man. I've grown to respect you a lot. I think a lot of Colts fans have. So we thank you for the one season you had with Indianapolis. Chargers fans, obviously, that hits a little bit more close to home because, you know, Phil was basically what us Colts fans would say is our Peyton Manning, right? I mean, he was the quarterback for years and years. I mean, he probably, for some of you Chargers fans, he's the reason you like football is because of Phil Rivers. I know we had some Chargers fans who became kind of interim Colts fans because of Philip Rivers. So he's had a great career, man. We love Phil here, and we wish you could have had him a little bit longer. You guys obviously had him for 16 seasons, so you love Phil. Your love for Phil is just so much more than ours. But, you know, nonetheless, great season from Phil Rivers, honestly. Over 4,000 yards for the Colts. Led us back to the playoffs for the second year out of 3 years. And, you know, led our passing offense to really one of the better ones in the league compared to we were in 2019. So thank you, Phil, for the one season you gave to Indianapolis. Wish we could have potentially had you back for another season. But now from a Colts fan perspective and from a Colts perspective looking forward, now I think the quarterback position maybe is a little bit more on your mind more prevalently now, right? Because you think about it. You know, I always kind of felt like if Phil does come back, you kind of have a contingency plan there, right? Like, if Phil comes back, you can bring him back for a season. You can address potentially like left tackle or another position in the draft. And, you know, you could, I don't want to say it's kind of fall back because that sounds bad, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go all in and trying to find your future quarterback. And with losing Phil Rivers now, I mean, I think you do have to press it a little bit more and kind of figure out, you know, you don't really have a buffer season to address some of these other positions. It's kind of crazy, man. The last 2 weeks, the Colts have had two of their veteran guys hang it up at two of the most key positions, too. So the Colts have a lot of work, obviously, this offseason, the biggest offseason, in my opinion, of Chris Ballard's tenure, because now you got to figure out both these positions in the same offseason. So it's going to be a very interesting offseason for the Indianapolis Colts, trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do at these positions? Hope you guys will stay along with us as we kind of give our thoughts on how the Colts should approach this. But yeah, like I said, Phil, thank you for the season you gave us. Thank you for a great 17-year career. It was always fun to watch you, man, unless you were beating the Colts. We wish you the best in retirement. And yeah, man, stay safe out there, and God bless. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thanks so much. And as always, go Colts.